Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, and of course she's in charge of everything that happens at Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
And you have a very exciting event coming up. I know lots of people are looking forward to this, and if they're not, it's because they haven't been here.
Well, it is. It's a great event. It's a fun social evening, and beyond all of that is supporting local students in their educational efforts. So it's a win-win no matter which way you look at it.
That's certainly true, and I think sometimes we put that social thing out there first because that motivates us here, but just think about how many students do benefit from the funds that are gathered from the Jazz and Wine event, and time and place?
You bet. It's coming up here real soon. It's Sunday, March the 3rd, here at Iowa Western and Atlantic, and it takes place from 5 to 7 p.m.
And in addition to all the socializing, you better get your taste buds in great shape because there's lots of tasting.
There is. And, you know, each year we've been very fortunate for our hors d'oeuvre section of the evening. We've had an Iowa Western Culinary Arts graduate who we are able to have provide those tasty appetizers. So that's very good. And then there's just a ton of luscious desserts from there.
Okay, and of course, Anne has made many of those, but she's finally listening to advice and calling in some help so she doesn't spend weeks and all night. I don't know, did you ever get any sleep those previous years?
Well, you know, you feel like you're stirring all night long. You feel like the time to make the donuts guy for a few days there. But yes, enlisting wonderful other individuals in the community like yourself. And we're just going to have it'll just be a plethora of just deliciousness that night.
And I assume we have some wine.
We do. We have Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits, and they do just an amazing job in selecting wines that complement our appetizers as well as complementing our desserts.
How about music?
Music is featuring Iowa Western students, so that is really another part of the puzzle that just makes this event so unique and interesting. The band director from campus comes. His name is Mark Misfeld, and then he brings a variety of different students. It's always a little bit of a guessing game for me to know what kind of instruments they're going to be bringing that night, but they always do a great job.
And there's another feature we're going to delve into here, but you know, we haven't talked about price and tickets.
You bet. Your tickets are $20 per person, and they're available by calling us at 243-5527, or they can just stop by Iowa Western, and we'll take reservations all the way up through the Friday, March the 1st.
Okay, so you really don't take people just coming in the door on Sunday.
Well, it's a little easier for us if you have reservations in advance. Yeah. You know, we have had a few walk-ins, and we're happy to, you know, accommodate everyone. But from the catering standpoint, they really like to kind of know those numbers a little bit.
You bet. So make your plans and make that call or come by Iowa Western to get your ticket. Now, you're adding something. I think this is new. Don't think you did this in previous years. A really special feature that's going to let people know what else is going on at Iowa Western.
You bet. This year, we're also featuring the design technology program here at Iowa Western. You know, we're really excited because this is a first ever program going on in the nation, but also an amazing event for Atlantic and Cass County. The first ever students graduating from an entire program here is happening this spring with our design technology students. And so we're featuring their second year students and their capstone project. They're working together with the University of Iowa and competing in a program to make an all-terrain bike. So they have to design it from the beginning, and they actually have to produce a working prototype. So I think the 3D modeler will be running that night, and the students will be telling you a little bit more about that capstone project, as well as we'll have some of our first-year students, you know, who are just starting to get engaged in the program. So it's really neat to kind of see how the program is continuing to grow, see what the students are doing, come meet them and learn more about design technology. We're so proud of that program here in Atlantic and so thankful for our community's support that enabled us to have that program here.
And of course, so we can all come look at it, but you have people from around the country, I'm not sure, maybe around the world, who are looking at this either virtually or come and visit in person.
You bet. It's amazing the calls that we get and the calls that we're getting even for our graduates yet at this point. As soon as the press announcement was just shy of 2 years ago, actually, we started getting calls for graduates. So we told those folks that it'll be 2 years for those students. So we're starting to get those calls again. But we've had folks from really all around the world that have contacted us about this program and the unique aspect of the private-public partnership all the way from the Siemens $65 million in-kind software grant to the partnership that we have with our community, our county, and so many generous private individuals. And that's really what's made this program work here.
Well, we need to know more about, I think, this unique opportunity and you know, maybe pat ourselves on the back just a little bit, Anne. Lots of people put a lot of work into it. Now, I want to, we've talked about the tickets are $20 to get your food, get your wine, visit with people, see the technology. What is the $20 per person going to go for?
You bet. Thanks for asking. And that's where the investment comes back into our own citizens in our area. This event is exclusively raises funds for Cass County residents who are wanting to further their education through Iowa Western. So whether they come here to our center or our nursing student that's at the Harlan campus, or maybe even live on the Council Bluffs campus and do a program over there, if their permanent residency is Cass County, they can apply for a scholarship through the funds that are raised for this program.
And how many scholarships will you be giving? Do you know that at this point?
Well, actually, our committee makes those decisions. I can tell you last year we awarded 6 individuals, and they had a wide variety of different majors as it ended up working all the way from nursing students to dental hygiene students, psychology, a criminal justice, as well as an accounting student along the way. So, and it was a really interesting match of traditional and non-traditional students who also were the recipients of those scholarships, and we had about a 50-50 match of those individuals. So those who are going back after life experiences and retooling their education, as well as those who are coming right out of high school and going right into furthering their higher education.
You know, I think the community colleges were one of those events that happened, one of those resources that really help people go back, the non-traditional students that no matter what your age, you know, you can still learn something new if you're 90, I guess. Some people still are. But especially those who are wanting to do work and need to be updated in some way, those non-traditional students, what a great opportunity.
It is. We know that education changes lives, and it also changes your earning potential. And so for quality of life, as well as resources, be able to help you buy your house, buy your cars, do those other things that really keep, you know, rural areas going, education is a critical resource because it allows students to better themselves and then better their earning capacities and really give back then to our rural communities. And we find that many of our students want to stay right here. And what a great opportunity then for them to have a better education, better resource, and really help our community then.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of an estimate about how many non-traditional students, those who have been out of high school for a while, come to the Atlantic site?
You know, probably here in Atlantic, we see our swing more heavily for the non-traditional students. We're probably 60 to 70% non-traditional here in Atlantic. So that kind of is showing us that we're meeting a community need, certainly, as we've heard from a lot of students, particularly during this time with high gas prices, that traveling, having a vehicle to travel, having the gas resources to travel, having the time to travel is not really a very good possibility. So as we've ramped up and offered more and more classes here, we found that there truly is the need in our community to be taking those classes. So it's been a great opportunity to continue to serve the community. Quite an honor, really.
Now, it would seem to me, and I could be wrong about this, that the traditional students, those that are coming out of high school and going to community college, may be going on to other colleges. Does that happen with the non-traditional very often?
Well, you know, that's interesting. Out of our last group of nursing student graduates, I would say probably, I think the majority of them are going on and getting their bachelor's degree. So I think that students, the good part about that is students position themselves to do either. They position themselves well to be able to move on and get that bachelor's degree if that's part of their career or professional goal. But also many of the programs are really established in order to go right out into the workforce. So a student can say, okay, I don't want to maybe take as many of the humanities and social sciences that are common to a first and second year educational process if you're trying to reach a bachelor's degree, but rather go right into the meat of the matter, get that education done in 2 years, and go right into that workforce.
Okay, so just remind us of this event coming up that's going to help give scholarships to lots of local Cass County folks.
It's Jazz and Wine. It's coming up on Sunday, March the 3rd, and everyone is invited to come and join us for a great evening of wonderful wine and non-alcoholic beverages, wonderful music, great food, and tons of luscious desserts, all helping a great cause.
Okay, thank you very much, Ann Pross, who heads up the Iowa Western Community College Atlantic site. Until next time, here's a thought. Without opportunity, ability languishes in anonymity.